Welcome to the Embassy of Ireland. Välkommen till Irlands ambassad. Press 1 for English. Tryck 2 för svenska.
Embassy of Ireland.
Hi, vi med kind med Gerard, vi fyr mother le Colonel Foden. Fanum le caru lum fos came for.
Sorry, sir, I don't understand you. Would you mind repeating what you just said?
I was speaking with Gerard about the problem with the Chrono Foden. I am still waiting.
Chrono Foden?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not okay. I paid it during the previous year, but it denies that I paid it. I have gotten proofs from a bank which prove that we made an international transfer to it, but it continues to refuse to serve me, and there is a deadline of the second day of July to appeal to a court. Gerard said that he would send me a list of lawyers, and I am still waiting, unfortunately.
Okay, sorry, sir, I don't understand the context of this, but is this a matter that you've spoken with the embassy with previously?
Yes, as I said, I was speaking with Gerard. I meant Gerard in this embassy.
Okay. There's no Gerard who works at the Irish embassy in Stockholm.
That's what I understood him to say as his identity. If I misheard it or something, I don't know. I've gotten no response from him in writing. I was speaking to two men in this embassy. One of them did not identify himself, the other seemed to call himself Gerard.
Okay, so what is your name?
So that I can ask my colleagues and identify who it is you've been speaking to. What is your name, sir?
Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester.
One moment, please.
Thanks.
Would you spell that out for me, please?
N-I?
Yes.
O-C?
N-I-O-C?
Yes. L?
Yes.
Afada?
Mm-hmm.
I-S?
Yes.
Afada? N?
Yep.
Next word? C?
Yes.
Afada?
C?
Yes.
Yep.
After C, O-Fada?
Yep.
I-L?
I-L?
I-Fada?
Yep.
N?
Yes.
Next word? D-E?
C-E?
No, D-E. D for Denmark.
D-E. Yep.
Next word, last word? G-H?
G-H?
L-O?
L-O?
S-T?
S-T.
E-Fada?
Yep.
I-R.
Okay, and your issue relates to tax...
No.
Kronofogden, so outstanding payments in Sweden, which has now come to Kronofogden. Is
so,
that the case?
So, maybe you can say so. So, I am a client of a Swedish company which refuses to do what I paid it for, even though it had agreed to do so. I therefore complained to Kronofogden to get this money back. Kronofogden sent me an invoice with hyphens, but Bank of Ireland does not allow a hyphen in a transfer message. I explained this to Kronofogden. I repeatedly sent it proofs that I made this payment. It denies that I made this payment.
Okay. So you're an Irish client of a Swedish company who is having an issues. You have reported to Kronofogden outstanding service from that company or outstanding labor or product.
Yes.
And now this is a and now you have a short time frame to appeal their idea that you have not paid what you are meant to. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay. And you say you spoke with someone who you understood to be named Gerald from the embassy in November.
Not in November. I understood him to say Gerard, and that was I'd spoken to him on the 11th of June.
Ah, on the 11th of June. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind if I took your phone number so I can reach back out once I've identified who has spoken with you? Some of our colleagues are on leave currently, so it might be the case that I'm not able to be in touch with them today, but I will endeavour to get to the bottom of this and see how I can help you better.
Well, thanks very much. So I can be telephoned on 00-353-1.
Yep.
8350.
8350.
646.
646. Okay.
So maybe it is not necessarily essential that I speak to the same men again, so long as someone can resolve this on time. So if you think that you can do it, or a different colleague can do it, because I can't really wait for persons to return from holidays when there is a deadline of the 2nd of July.
I understand. I will I will speak to my colleagues about this. I cannot promise that we can solve this issue that you describe, but we can endeavour to advise you.
Thanks. So I sent an email to Stockholm Embassy at bfr.ie on the 19th of June.
Okay.
To this email, I attached files from Bank of Ireland, so perhaps you can easily verify that these are genuine bank proofs, or maybe you can do something else with this email.
Yes, I can see what I can do.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wish you a nice day.
Likewise. Goodbye.
Right, thank you. Goodbye. Okay.